closer. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Hold That Thought. My name's John Samuel, and I'm going to be your host. For those of you who are new to Hold That Thought, this podcast is designed to help everyone grow. My main focus is the music business, but I'm also going to share a lot of tips and tricks on these educational moments that you can use in any field. Today, we're going to discuss a book called The Idea Book. And it was written and authored by a guy named Frederick Hodden. He has spoken in over 65 countries, and he has written and published 10 books. I first came across this book from my good friend Kevin Stamper. We got together and we sat around having coffee and we discussed the book. Good conversations create lasting memories. Do yourself a favor, meet up with a friend, grab a book, discuss it. You would be amazed at the ideas that can come out of it. The Idea Book is a collection of short stories. Each story is followed up with exercises. This book is designed to get you thinking and should be required reading for everyone. The story we're going to discuss today is called Baby Food for Prisoners, which is on page 90 of the book. I'm going to read the insert and then I will discuss the activity. Please feel free to add your comment at the end of the podcast. Let's have a healthy discussion so we can start working through all these industry kinks that we face. You can talk about things till you're blue in the face, but until you actually discuss them and try to figure out a way to improve the situation, your talk is just going to be nonstop chatter. So step outside your box and do something creative. Here is the story of Baby Food for Prisoners by Frederick Hodden. There was a chief of police in Florida who had a lot of problems every spring. This was when hordes of college students descended on the city to celebrate spring break. The problem for both city and chief of police was that some of the students celebrated a little too much. For many young Americans, spring break is a time to drink and smoke and do as many crazy things in a short time period as possible. The poor chief of police and his officers had their hands full, taking care of the young students who had drank too much and committed a petty crime. The police officer put the young men in drunk cells, but this did not alleviate the problem. Quite the opposite. In fact, as it was cool and a macho thing to do to have spent the night in a cell, the men bragged to their friends about having been in prison. The police tried stricter punishments. The college students were left in lockup for 2 days instead of one. They got only bread and water. Nothing worked. The chief of police realized then that there was no point in continuing to make punishment more severe, for it was having no effect. In the USA, it's quite common for people to use the carry on banging your head against a brick wall if it doesn't work method. You can, for example, get a 1,000-year sentence as if there were more frightening than a sentence of 500 years. The chief of police, however, was not your typical American chief of police. He thought the opposite. So instead of treating college students more and more like men, he began to treat them like children. He locked them up for only one night, but gave them baby food. It is not much fun to come out of your cell when your friends know that you have eaten baby food. Suddenly, it was no longer so manly to have spent time in prison. That is the story of baby food for prisoners. Anyone who lives in Florida can actually relate to that anyone who's ever gone to a spring break in high school can relate to it because you're partying. You're having a good time. You really don't care what's going on. What I like about this story is it makes you think about doing the opposite. How many times in your music career, how many times in the business side of your music career have you spent doing the same thing over, emailing the same people, cold calling the same people, and getting the same results? This activity is designed to think different. When you feel that you cannot solve a problem, try doing the opposite. The police chief did the opposite. Instead of extending the time, he lowered the time. Instead of treating them like men, he treated them like children and babies, and he gave them baby food. And this worked. So since this podcast is about the music business, I decided to take a common problem that the industry faces and see if we could come up with a better solution by doing the opposite. You can also apply this method to any problem that you may be facing. It's important that we start trying to explore new avenues inside the industry. Here's the problem that I came up with. How do we get venue owners to take a chance on a touring band? Most venue owners won't book you if you don't have a specific draw. The reason I decided on this problem is because I recently put a tour together. I heard the word no a lot of times, so my sales skills have a ton of room for improvement. It wasn't until the end of the tour that I started implementing this strategy. When you put a tour together, what do? You think about hitting every single music venue, and that's all you focus on. I got to play here. I got to play here. I'm going to Chicago. I'm going to Colorado. I'm going to San Diego. These are the places that are the best venues in town where I'm going to get my band at. The problem is if you've never been out of town and never been on tour, what makes you think the venue owner in Loveland, Colorado is going to take a chance on you? You have zero fan base in Loveland, Colorado. This was the problem that I faced. So let's run through this. Our problem is that we don't have a following. So if we are soliciting a gig in Loveland, Colorado, we're going to be facing a lot of no's for the simple fact that we don't have a fan base yet. So what is the opposite of not having a following? Having or creating a following. Since the owners need to have people, let's look at the opposite of what we have been trying to do. Instead of spending countless hours of emailing and cold calling venues, let's look at soliciting for places that don't require a following and have a built-in crowd. Now, most of these places I'm about to name will pay you very little to play at, which is not very different than a venue you've never played. You're going to get a small percentage, maybe 10% off sales, or you're going to get $2 or $3 a ticket. Well, if you don't have a fan base in that city, how are you going to sell tickets? And if you're not selling many tickets, if the venue does not have an established crowd, which a lot don't, then you're not going to sell many tickets unless you get lucky and connect with a opening act, a support act. So let's do the opposite until we can build our fan base up and we can go to these venues and sell 100, 200 tickets. So here are the places that we can play at that have a built-in crowd, and we could sell some merch. And we can get our album out there. And on more importantly, we can collect email addresses from every person that comes out there that likes our music. So when we're returning to the city, we can shoot them a direct message and say, hey, we will be back 4 months from now in Loveland. We would love to see you again. Keep the conversation going. All right, so here we go. Farmers markets, art shows, and record shops. All three of these are excellent starting points to building up a fan base and selling merch in a town that you have never performed at. All three will take a chance on you. All three would love to have you play there. Now, like I said before, you might not be getting paid either very little or nothing at all. But that's when you got to get creative. You got to sell the merch. You got to push the album. And more importantly, get the email address. These three are going to be enjoyable gigs for the simple fact that there's not going to be any pressure on you to bring a certain amount of people through the door. We all view venues as the key to making it. This is the old music industry model. The new one is you make it where you see yourself making it. And all three of these places that I mentioned, you know what they have in common? People go out on the weekends to farmers markets, art shows, and record shops to do one thing and one thing only, and that's spend some money. This is a perfect place to sell your merch and sell your album. So by looking at the opposite, it gives us an opportunity to see a different avenue. What I want you to do is take this exercise I went over and look at a problem that you're facing. It doesn't have to be a music industry problem. It could be a personal problem, a growth problem, whatever problem you want to discuss, and try to do the opposite. What have you been doing? Who have you been contacting? What could you do differently? Do the opposite. If you really want to jack up your bonus points, pick up the idea book by Frederick Harren. Log off social and log into Getting Creative. I hope you enjoyed this special episode. If you have any thoughts, questions, concern, feel free to contact me at cjsevents1@gmail.com. If you like what you hear, follow the podcast on Podomatic or iTunes. Stay connected with us at HoldThat77 on Twitter. I hope you guys have a beautiful March. I hope everything works out. I'm John Samuel with Hold That Thought, and I'm out.